I'll say very short because it's already 10:25. The just before Chamishi, the very, very end of Revi, there's a pasuk that says, "Im tishma tishma lekol Hashem elokecha ba'zamta mitzvotav." How's it go? Kol machla shesanta mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. Great. Okay, what does that mean? So Rashi says, I missed out a few words. So Rashi points out that it's saying, if you listen to Hashem's voice and you do what's yashar b'nei Hashem, b'nei Hashem, and you'd keep his mitzvot and his chukim. Right? So Rashi says, what are chukim? And Rashi points out here, there are things you don't really understand. Right? Things that don't have reason for the avera. The chukim. Where did Rashi say this? I'm looking the wrong thing. There we go. Devarim she'ein ela gezeres ha-melech b'lo tam. V'yitzara mekanter aleihem ma isu b'elu lama ne'esru v'ishas kalayim achidas chazi paraduma kiyotze behem. There's all these things that seem to be chukim, we don't understand the tam for them, so what's the point of doing them? And Hashem says you have to keep them all, and if you keep them, then kol machal Hashem something Mitzrayim lo'asim alecha ki'ni Hashem afecha. If you do them, I won't give you the machalot of Mitzrayim. And the justification is Ani Hashem Rofech, I'm your doctor. So Rashi says, what do you mean Ani Hashem Rofecha? So he says the Pashat Peshat, he gives a midrash. So the Fi Peshuto Ani Hashem Rofecha Umelam Tzcha Torah Mitzvot Leman Tenatzel Mehem Profeh Hazeh Amam El Adam Nol Tochal Devar Zeh Pen Yevi'echa. Right? He says, just like a rofeh tells a person what to eat. And why does the rofeh tell you what to eat? Keeps you healthy. He's not telling you because it's a gezeirah and you have to listen to the doctor. Like back in the day, people looked at doctors as sort of like, you know, you have to do what the doctor told you because the doctor told you. Right? People understand today much more that the doctor tells you, he's telling you for your benefit. Right? The whole reason the doctor's telling you is because this can help you. So the doctor tells you, don't eat, I don't know, eggs. Then he's not telling you because the doctor doesn't like eggs. He's telling you because it's good for you. And it will stop you getting ill. And basically, what's the meaning of this pasuk? There are true there, chukim, and all these mitzvot, and some of you understand the reason for, some of you don't understand the reason for. But why is Hashem giving you all these things to you? Not because Hashem needs them, but because I'm a doctor for you. The nature of Torah is it's good for you. We spoke in the last few weeks about the real meaning of ever being an Eved Hashem. And an Eved Hashem means I understand I exist entirely within Hashem's world. But we pointed out to be an Eved Hashem, you have to be a Ben Chorin. And the meaning of being an Eved Hashem when you're a Ben Chorin is understanding that despite the fact I'm a Ben Chorin, I can do what I like. If I want to eat eggs, I'll eat eggs. But I understand that as I'm in control of myself, I have to take responsibility for myself. And taking responsibility for myself means doing that which I know is the best thing for me. So if I'm a Ben Chorin and the doctor tells me don't eat eggs, I won't eat eggs. Right? If I'm not a Ben Chorin, and the doctor tells me don't eat eggs, so when the doctor's not looking, I'll eat eggs. I'm on a diet, no chocolate, no sugar. No one's looking, I'll eat the sugar. Because it's just about keeping the hawk. If I think God's not looking at me, right? So I've got another kefir adika problem. But if I think God's not looking at me, then I can do whatever I like. No one's watching me, so I'll quickly, you know, have a bit of that milkshake chocolate between, you know, with me. Whatever it is.
Diabetes doesn't work.
Pardon?
Diabetes doesn't work.
Okay. Right. But if you understand the whole nature of Torah and Mitzvah, is a Kodesh Mitzvah, Tzavera, because it's good for us, then it changes the whole nature of you. As a Ben Chorin, I have to be Mishtai to myself, therefore I do what Kodesh Baruch wants me to do. Okay, I'll add a Tosefet to this. The Pasuk starts off. You ever notice this phenomena? The Pasuk starts off in the third person. In his eyes. Vazanta mitzvot tav, you keep his mitzvot. Right? Then, kol chukot, kol machalash, it's some tea b'mitzrayim, lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. Starts off Hashem being in the first one, he, and it finishes off with I. Hashem's talking the whole way through. Hashem says, if you keep his mitzvot, who's him? He's referring to himself in the third person. His chukim, his mitzvot, and he finishes off in the first person. Switches. What's going on? Basic grammar problem. How can you read the pasuk? You read the pasuk and it doesn't make any sense. You ever notice that? The Ramban says this is the makor for brachot. Baruch Ata Hashem. Talk to Hashem in the second person. Elokeinu melech haolam. Shehakol nieh bidvaro. We just switched. The whole grammar just switched. Isn't that crazy? If you think about what he's saying in a bracha, you're going from talking directly to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Ata Hashem. Shehakol nieh bidvaro. Right? What's going on? Berkas Amazon. Hazan et olam kulo betuvo. Right? Who notain lechem lechol basa? It's all in me. Third person, the whole way through. Right? Kilo lam chasdo. Right? And then we came to the second parasha. No de lecha Hashem elok. Right? It's all in the Mizmor le David. Binos deshe lo yar bitzeni amin menuchot yan chileini. Right? It's all. He's going to do it. Gam ki eilech begeitz al mavet lo irara ki ta imadi. What's going on? Basic Ivrit grammar. The Pesukim can't get it right. Chazal couldn't get it right. The Torah couldn't get it right. What's going on? And the answer, it has to be that our relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu exists on two planes. The Sada Kodesh Baruch Hu is distant. He's totally transcendent. Right? And he's Kadosh, he's beyond, he's outside of Metzias. The things we're discussing on Sunday morning. Right? And as someone that's totally beyond, we talk about Baruch Hu as the third person. He can even talk about himself as a third person. When he's talking to us about himself in this world, he can talk to himself about the third person. But Mitzad Sheni, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is constant creating me, and there's a deep, close bond between me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I can say, Ata, I can talk to Hashem in the second person. Hashem will talk to me about me as an individual. This is an unbelievable tension between the belief that Kodesh Baruch Hu is an intimate personal relationship with each and every one of us, that cares about us as an individual, and the idea that the nature of Kodesh Baruch Hu is something which is beyond anything we can even connect to. And by constantly weaving these things together, right, we basically demonstrate both are true simultaneously, and they relate to different aspects of existence. Benching, the first parasha, is a universal parasha about the nature of Kodesh Baruch Hu giving food to the world. There's nothing about anything about my relationship with Hashem, nothing about being Jewish. Even animals. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is the person who runs the world. Second parasha, what's it talk about? Britacha Shechem to Vitzareinu al Eretz Yisrael, Brismila, Torah, all the things that demonstrate my close personal relationship with Hashem. Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Brismila is about Hashem having a personal relationship with me. So I switch and I think, thank you. Because it's part of a relationship. So Nod Elacha, and it's all in the second verse. And when we say the second parasha, you have to mamash think about it. You have to realize you're talking directly to Hashem. Think, thank you for having that close personal relationship with me, despite the fact I just spoke about you in the third person. I'll say a cute story. I love this story. I bought this kid for my book for my kids about Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So in that, in the book, it has a story about Shlomo Zalman. He's saying, a guy saw him say benching, and then say benching again. So the guy said, why did you say benching again? He says, I didn't have kavanah. So he said, but of course you have kavanah, you're Shlomo Zalman. He said, well, I didn't have kavana when I was saying thank you. When you say thank you, you have to have kavana that you're actually saying thank you. It's not enough that you pay attention to the words meaning. You have to actually have feeling you're saying thank you to somebody. And I lack that kavana, so I had to bench again. Right? It's just a beautiful, beautiful thought. In the Ramban says, he says that al derech kabbalah. So I have no idea what he really means, but it sounds to me that this is what he means. He says that why do we switch in a bracha from bruch atah to talking about shakol niyad bevaro? Because you add in the word melech. You go baruch atah Hashem, I have a close personal relationship with you. Elokeinu, melech haolam, oi, Hashem's melech haolam, shakol niyad bevaro. The moment you mention malchus, you switch to third person. Because that's what it means in melech. Melech means he runs the whole world. He's outside of existence. All brachas that don't start with Shem and Malchus, start with the word. You can talk about Hashem in the second verse, Atagibo, Atachonein, because they don't start with the word Melech. Get back to our pasuk. At what point does a person often feel the closest to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's an English expression. There's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. But dafka, when a person's in Sara, a person's supposed to feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence more than ever. And sometimes it's dafka, not pasha. That's the idea. Hashem, roi loyachsa, everything's wonderful, everything's good, I feel everything, thank you Kodesh Baruch Hu, look what you're doing, these things you did. Don't say thank you. Hashem, talk about saying the third person who makes everything wonderful. Gam ki eilech begei talmaves, loy rara, why? Kiatayim adi. Ani Hashem, Rofech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs, but dafka when I understand that the mitzvahs are for me and as opposed to the relationship, and I'm talking about machalot, ani Hashem Rofech. That's the switch all the time between the third and the third person. Okay, Shabbos.